Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 2 starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 11. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. But there were also false prophets in Israel, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will cleverly teach destructive heresies and even deny the master who bought them. In this way, they will bring sudden destruction on themselves. Many will follow their evil teaching and shameful immorality. And because of these teachers, the way of truth will be slandered. In their greed, they will make up clever lies to get hold of your money. But God condemned them long ago, and their destruction will not be delayed. For God did not spare even the angels who sinned. He threw them into hell, in gloomy pits of darkness, where they are being held until the day of judgment. And God did not spare the ancient world, except for Noah and the seven others in his family. Noah warned the world of God's righteous judgment. So God protected Noah when he destroyed the world of ungodly people with a vast flood. Later, God condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and turned them into heaps of ashes. He made them an example of what will happen to ungodly people. But God also rescued Lot out of Sodom because he was a righteous man who was sick of the shameful immorality of the wicked people around him. Yes, Lot was a righteous man who was tormented in his soul by the wickedness he saw and heard day after day. So you see, the Lord knows how to rescue godly people from their trials, even while keeping the wicked under punishment until the day of final judgment. He is especially hard on those who follow their own twisted sexual desire and who despise authority. These people are proud and arrogant, daring even to scoff at supernatural beings without so much as trembling. But the angels, who are far greater in power and strength, do not dare to bring from the Lord a charge of blasphemy against those supernatural beings. Once again, that was 2 Peter chapter 2 verses 1 through 11 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. False teaching can sound so spiritual. False teachers often know the Bible so well and win many followers. False teaching will either justify things that are clearly sin, or it will teach a false discipline that does not teach God's love and freedom. In Peter's day, the false teachers were promoting greed and sexual sin, the same false teaching that is promoted today. God gave us our desires, yet we can be derailed by our desires if we do not surrender them to Jesus. Eating everything you want doesn't lead to health but disease and premature death. The way of Christ is not slavery but freedom. Every piece of communication has a message in it: movies, songs, news, social media, conversations, etc. We need to have biblical filters in our ears, to use our minds, and to have godly and wise mentors in our lives. There are lots of messages that do not bring freedom but tell us to indulge in harmful desires inside of us. Peter warned that the false teachers are not just in the world, but also inside of the church. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can you be on guard against false teaching in your life? Who can you go to when you have questions? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.